Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Rain. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 69 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Rain. 64 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Rain. 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
WDAPKL, is there anyone around, please?
This is KD8AVA, how can I help you?
Good afternoon. Name here is Bob. I'm testing a headset. I don't have it on right now. I'm using the microphone in this ID52. And I want to turn it on. Somebody said that it sounds like it's over-modulating. But I'm sure that on this microphone, which is in the radio, I'm just fine.
Yeah, Bob. Name here is Aaron. And I'll try and get you a little bit. Sounding good on the built-in mic so far. I know this computer at one point had a way to, just feed back to you your last transmission, but I forgot the kind of star code, or even if it's still there. But I'm happy to give you a report if you want to turn it on and let you know what it sounds like.
Roger. Okay, thank you. Okay, there, I've got it on. And by the way, this ID52 is really something. It has box, okay, and connection.
All right, Bob, so what I heard, the audio quality itself didn't sound terrible, but what that is, you actually dropped the repeater two times. And I don't know if that was intentional or not, but in the middle of you talking, I got the Roger beep from the repeater, and then it came back to you, and I heard you say it's got Vox, and then it dropped again, and then I heard your kind of final statement. So if you want to go ahead and transmit again, I'll see if it does it again.
Okay. Now, I'm using the external mic that plugs into this Pioneer A50. Now that the box is operating, I've got it out toward the front. We'll try that once more here.
Yeah, once again, audio quality seems fine, but you did drop the repeater for approximately like 4 or 5 seconds. In the middle of what you were saying there. And so I'm not sure if that's the radio or the mic doing that, because the audio quality itself sounds okay, but maybe switch back to the built-in mic you were using and see if it drops the repeater again, hear it like a little bit longer. If so, we could probably narrow that down to probably a bigger issue than audio quality itself, right? So if you want to switch back to the built-in mic and then
give it a new
transmission and we'll see if it holds the repeater.
Oh, Roger. Well, I took the external mic off of this headset. Now I'm using the microphone in the headset, and it apparently is holding the repeater up just fine.
Yeah, Roger, that caught the whole transmission that time, so there's no drops on that one.
Okay, and there's no problem with the audio either, right?
Correct, yeah, no, audio quality is fantastic. It's very loud and clear.
Okay, well, I was on a different repeater when they told me it sounded like it was over-modulated. So maybe it's the repeater itself there's something wrong with it. It's in the repeater network, W8CMN, out of Guilford.
Yeah, I've never been on that repeater network myself, but I guess there's a million things that can cause audio quality issues. Even just being off. I remember... It's funny, the very, very first time I ever transmitted as a ham, I was trying to get on this repeater. Because I had been listening to it for a while on a scanner, and then I went and got my license, and then I bought a radio, and as soon as I was licensed, I transmitted. But I wasn't on 240, I was on, I want to say like 235 or something. It was just off a little bit. I could still key up the repeater, and like it was reading that I was keying it up, because I was getting the Roger beat, but it was really, really distorted. Luckily, there was another ham listening that was able to kind of guide me through, making sure my frequencies were set right. So I'm wondering if maybe the receiver system, there might be frequency shifted somewhere that could be affecting the audio quality, but like I said, there's a million things that can cause it. What I can tell you right now is you sound great. On the last couple of transitions, we haven't dropped the repeater at all, so it sounds good to me, Bob.
Yeah, roger, okay. Then I've got the radio and the mic gain on the external mic gain on this radio set right. There is one other repeater if you can go to it. It is NAERL is the call sign. And I think it's 145-330 or 146-330. Do you have that programmed in or no?
Let me check on this. This is a newer radio. Let me stand around and see if I added it. If not, I've got another HT in the other room I can go grab that I'm pretty sure has it. Stand by. 8888. Okay, Bob. It's not on this radio, but I've got another radio sitting here. I've got it open and ready to talk out on 145-230. 8888.
Yeah, okay, that's right. 145-330, that's it. I am going to switch over to that repeater now. WDAPKLQSY.
Roger, 888.
KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC. Repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is KE8PCQ. My name is Dave, and I'm taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
This is KF8EDQ. Mike in Saginaw, no traffic.
This is KETQ taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
Hey Dave, did you get me in the list? I didn't get any acknowledgement or anything. This is KFAEDQ.
We already got you down, Mike. Thanks.
KDADAZ, mini port, no traffic.
Thank you, Minnie. This is KEHPCQ. Taking pre-net check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. If you wish to join, please tell me your call sign and your name.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
This is going to be a pretty light net tonight, so in 3 minutes we will get started.
Traffic.
Can you please repeat?
KFAEWC, Mary Saginaw, no traffic.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 77 degrees.
Good evening. This is the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Dave. My call sign is KE8PCQ, and I am located in Bay City. I will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz. With a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and just general fellowship. This is a directive net and is open to all radio operators. You can also contact us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, and location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements. At this time, I will take check-ins from stations that are short-time, mobile, or in and out. I will now take check-ins from any Echolink stations. I will now take regular check-ins.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. Round in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha. Rick in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo Bob, Franklin Township, no traffic.
We'll do a call again in a few minutes. Good evening, everybody, from lovely downtown Bay City, 77 degrees, 85% humidity, little bit of mist in the air. We got a total of 1.15 inches of rain today, much needed, but pretty light. So let's get started. The KF8EDQ. First up, Mike. Stand by, KD8PAC Mini. Good evening, Mike.
KD8PCQ, KF8EDQ. Yeah, thanks, Dave, for doing the net. Not too much to report. I stuck around this weekend and got caught up on sleep and chores. So That's what I end up doing this weekend. I am simultaneously learning about Wires X and D-Star reflectors. I am just setting up Wires X now. I didn't realize I had to register with Yaesu, so I'm waiting for that to go through. And then I ordered a D-Star handheld off of eBay. We'll, measure it and go over it really good when it comes in. But it's an ICOM IC or ID52A. So I'm waiting for that to come in, and we'll be hooking it up to the power meter and all that to see if it gets out all right. But that's about it for me. For now, I guess I'll pass it back to Nat, KFA EDQ.
Well, good business there, Mike. When you get the Wires X figured out, you and I need to get together because I hit a roadblock about three quarters of the way through and I just gave up. I got all the equipment, I got the numbers, and this old guy just said, oops, we're going to wait. Next up, KD8 PAZ Mini, standby KF8EW Mary. Good evening, Mini.
Good evening, KD8PCQ. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the people on here tonight. I usually say the guys, but we have got another lady on here, which is good for us. So anyway, other than that, enjoyed the nice rain today. Got over an inch of rain here. So anyway, been working on another puzzle. It's the Eiffel Tower. So it's only 11 and a quarter inches wide and 38 and a quarter inches long, but it's 750 pieces, but I'm getting there, mostly blue color in it, though, so anyway, this is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
How many? You just got to adjust your cable to fit. Next up, Mary, I have KF8EW, I don't have your full call sign. Could you give that to me, please, and welcome aboard.
Yes, hi. This is my contact with KFA-EW. No fax factors. Golf. This is golf. I don't have much to say, except that I'm so happy that this is the first time I've actually been able to connect.
Can you come back with your call sign again, please? You're real scratchy for my location.
F8 Golf, Whiskey Golf.
Thank you. Have you anything else for us at this time?
No, other than I'm happy to be connected for the first time. Yes.
Welcome aboard and enjoy the time. You'll be jumping down the rabbit hole pretty quick. Next up, KC8YVF. Ron, stand by KC8VOA. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net. Good evening, Mary. I see you got your radio fixed as far as the correct setup for it. Very good. Yeah, you're coming in scratchy. I know you got just your handy talkie. The best thing to do if you're on a handy talkie is either try and get in a portion of your house that's near a window, or if you can get outside, it will work much better. Houses tend to eat up the signal pretty quickly. So if you can stand near a window someplace that kind of faces toward downtown Saginaw, you're better off because the nearest receive site's just down on Bay and Davenport. So that would be your closest one typically. So a little suggestion there on it. Another thing, a lot of those handy talkies, the antennas that come with those handy talkies are not very good. So most of us invest in getting a aftermarket handy or antenna for them, and the Gael or something like that. There's several different brands, Diamonds and things that will fit the radios. Those are typically are much better antennas. I've had radios that I bought that had bad antennas right out of the box. It didn't work at all. Switched antennas, and lo and behold, the radio works. Yeah, so some suggestions at least, like I said, the ones that they send with it generally aren't of real good quality. Let me break. Well, we got some rain yesterday, a little bit. I got 0.51 inches that came between 7 a.m. on Friday and 7 a.m. on Saturday, from yesterday into this morning, excuse me. I haven't checked the rain gauge for what we got today. I will check that tomorrow at 7 a.m. and report that in. So we'll see what we got today, actually, and the sun came out, so it's kind of nice now. This weekend I've been prepping. I am leaving on a motorcycle trip, a five-day trip down to Ohio, leaving Wednesday morning, arriving back Sunday later afternoon. So got the bike cleaned up and ready to go. I've been charging batteries and things for my different cameras that I generally take. I usually put the GoPros on the bike. I also take my drone with me if I get a chance to get it up in the air and take some aerial shots. So those are all been charging, and other things that take batteries, replacing batteries and flashlights and things that I carry on the bike. So first trip I've taken on it since last year. Last year was down to Arkansas for 6 days, or nine days down to Arkansas. This one's a little shorter, so it's been a while since I've been on the bike for at least a little longer trip. And we'll enjoy that. Although they keep improving the weather report for Wednesday, which is good. We're down to a 30% chance of rain before 8 a.m. That would be good. My departure time is about 9 a.m., so I can arrive at my location about 3:30. So we'll hopefully that improves from this point going forward, although it's supposed to be very hot. We're looking Wednesday down in the Cincinnati area where I'm going to be 99 degrees for the daytime high. So being on a motorcycle with all the gear and 99 degree temperature isn't my best idea either, but we'll take what comes, I guess. So thanks, Dave, for doing the net. We'll catch you on the 73 round, KC8YVF. And I'll bet leather doesn't breathe. You have a safe trip. Next up, KC8VOA, Rick. Good evening. Stand by, NHKPR Bob.
Well, good evening, Dave. I know you said you were on Mistastic there in Bay City. Looks like I might be seeing a little mesh core activity going on that way. I did see a result from Bay City up to St. Helens with the mesh core repeater. So if you get a chance, you may want to play with that. And Mike, make sure you register with dstar.org before you get your radio. Just to help you out a little bit when you're trying to connect to different repeaters and stuff. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA.
Well, thanks for the information, Rick. I'll get them going again. I've got them here, and I check them about every week once and see what's going on, so that's helpful. And it's KPR, Bob. Good evening.
Well, good evening, Dave, everybody else on the net. I don't know how much rain I got here. There's some decent puddles I see laying around out in the fields and whatnot, so I'm assuming we got a decent amount of rain. I just got home about 6:30 from spent Friday, Saturday, and Sunday down in Cleveland. Well, Lakewood, just west of Cleveland. My granddaughter is in the marching band, and we got at least here once this year performed. So we had a home game, and so we went to the football game and watched that. The team won by 1 point. The other team was, I don't know, they must have had 6 personal fouls, especially towards the end. The score was 27-26, and there's only like a minute and a half left, and we had the ball, and we were just taking a knee, and they didn't like that. They started slapping people in the head and whatnot. It was people getting kicked out of the game. Yeah, just very, very poor sportsmanship. But the whole game was kind of like that, but it got out of control toward at the end. But they did win, and it was kind of fun to watch it. I was in marching band at one time, too, so it was kind of cool. And what else? I guess we didn't do a whole lot more. Went to church today down there. My daughter and son-in-law, he's the, I don't call him music minister, whatever, the church, and my daughter sings with him, too. So went to there and went to went for a walk in a park Saturday, and about 2.5-3 mile walk, did that. Very scenic. Well, kind of part of it's along the, was the Rocky River Creek, I think it was called. But, so we had a busy weekend. Back to Net Control, NAKAPR.
Sounds busy, a lot of travel. Well, with that rain we got, hopefully the garden takes off. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night by Michigan Net? If you wish to join, please come with your call sign and your name.
This is
NANTN, Nancy Tango, Michigan. Well, it's your turn. Good evening.
I heard you come back with something, but I only heard the tail end of it. NANTN.
NANTN, you're up.
Yeah, he was talking about the some other methodologies, wire something and whatnot, B-star and all that. I would like to find something that has like 4 or 5 pages and tells me what the heck, which one of these is which and which one is good and bad and what's benefit or not benefit of various ones. I'm getting lost. The alphabet soup is catching up with me. NANTN, Beaver Township. Thank you.
Well, Doug, a lot of times I'm with you. It gets a little difficult to dig through it. Any further check-ins for tonight's Sunday night in Michigan Net? Please come with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. Well, as I said in the beginning, we got 0.15 inches of rain, much needed, and it sure did help. The dust is gone as far as we know it. Big event for me this weekend was I put a big pork shoulder on the Weber kettle grill, and I've got a rotisserie, and 8 hours later we enjoyed some phenomenal meat and corn. So that was a good evening. We'll go back to the top. KF8 EDQ 73 round. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, good evening, Dave. There's, you know, there's Wires X and for NANTN's information, it's the difference between Wires X and D-Star. It's just a different ecosystem for, you know, they're just a different type of digital radio. There's DMR, Wires X, D-Star. You can use all of them with a Pi-Star to access internet talk rooms or distant repeaters. I'm already registered with D-Star. I'm in the process of registering with Wires X. I have a D-Star Pi-Star node up already. It's on a schedule, so it connects to Kansas City wide during their nets and a couple of their nets, and then it connects to it's a Michigan D-Star room. So I don't know. I'm gonna try and make some contacts and see how it goes. I have a Yaesu 310, an FTM 310, and I tried to use Wires X through our local Fusion repeater, which did not work. I don't think it's connected to the internet. And then the D-Star repeater. I try to check the voter page for the D-Star repeater, but it goes to an MI6. Address and it you know, quote unquote, takes too long to respond. So I'm not sure what to think there, but I'm sure we'll get it figured out. This is KF8EDQ, and I'll say 73, but I'll be listening along. Back to Net.
Mike, I have a TGIF net, and I've got an FT-70 that is triggered to that, and it's under YSF, which is the ASU. I use that, but the regular Wires X, I was going to try and do it, and it just got bogged down. I got to have winter come again, so I'm not doing so much and try and take care of it. Next up, KD8PAZ Mini 73 round.
Good evening there again, Dave. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to Doug there. Good to hear him in there. Anyway, not doing too much. Now they said we're supposed to get more rain again tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, according to Channel 12 this morning. So we'll see. Of course, we could use the rain. Now, though, it'll probably rain, and we won't get too much of it. So, anyway, other than that, I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ, back to KD8PCQ.
73, and have a good week, Manny. KF8EWG, Mary, 73 round.
This is Mary, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Whiskey, Golf, KF8GWG. So I'm thankful that I've got on tonight. I moved outside as Ron suggested, and so let's see if this is heard better. I am now facing east towards the city of Saginaw and also to the tower at Mackinac, Covenant Mackinac.
Mary, wherever you're at, put some tape on the floor, and it's perfect. You're getting all the way to Bay City with us. You're hitting the repeater fine. You have a great week, 73. And next up is KC8YVF Ron, 73 round.
Thanks, Dave. And Mary, yeah, exactly that. That little movement right there, whatever you did, it perfect quieting signal. Great. So, yeah, you're getting in just fine from there, yeah. That's a problem. I move around the house and I go from being able to be perfectly read to not getting into the repeater at all, passing between walls and things like that. So a little helpful hits if you're on an HT that gets you in better. If I'm in my family room, I'm good there because it's basically windows in all directions. But if I go into any other part of the house, it's a crapshoot if I get in the repeater or not with my handy talkie. So, wonderful signal. Yeah, other than that, not much else is going on. I haven't been able to do much on the radio side of it. We're trying to get, like I said, I switched gears from last week with the club's anniversary party, and now getting ready for this trip. I was on the state net tonight, listening to that. Couldn't get in on it, but I was able to listen in, and looks like the information for the October emergency drill will be released sometime next week, or coming up within the next week or two or so, Max said. So hopefully we will get that, see what the plan is for this year. And I'll start sending out the information. Hopefully we'll get half a dozen people that will be able to participate in the drill. It's supposed to be on Saturday, October, and I think it's October 3rd for the exercise itself. So we'll be planning that as it comes up.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
73, everyone. Have a great week. I am net control next Sunday. I should be back in town from the trip probably 4 to 5 o'clock. If I am not here, if I get back later, get tied up in traffic coming back, just be aware I may not make the net. I am net control for next week, so somebody might have to pick it up if I don't get back in time. So a little FYI there for you guys that are net control for this net. 73, everyone, have a great week. Talk to you next week. KC8YVF.
73, Ron, and have a safe, wonderful trip. KC8VOA, Rick, 73 round.
Well, thank you there, Dave. Just a question for Ron, if there was kind of a brief update for what went on with the ARES meeting on Thursday. I know that was supposed to be a movie and so forth. Didn't know if any other information was released. And also Friday was club meeting. No, not that Friday. This coming Friday the club meeting. So any update on the ARES meeting other than ice cream and a movie? KCBOA 73.
You want to answer that, Ron? Sure, I'll go ahead and answer that. No, Rick, we didn't really discuss anything else. We had the basically the meeting itself, which started right with the dinner portion of it, the picnic portion of it. From there, we adjourned to the conference room for the movie. Mike had a choice of six different movies, so everybody got a ticket to pick which their first and second choice, and then he wrote them up on the board. And there was 5-4 in favor of Zero Hour, and that's the movie that we watched that night. So no other information coming out. We had a sparse crowd. We had 8 people show up for the ARES meeting that night. And like I said, the next one, I will not be at the club meeting on Friday night. Again, I'll be leaving Wednesday, so I will not be there. Mike is aware of it. I will try and get the meeting minutes, work on those tonight or tomorrow to get those out for everyone before Friday night, before I leave on the trip on Wednesday. So KC8YVF, back to that.
Anything further, KC8VOA?
I am all set. Thank you there, Dave. KCVOA, clear.
73, and have a good week. N8KPR, Bob, 73 rounds.
This is N8KPR. Oh, not a whole lot. Nothing else to add. But, yeah, Ron, it seemed like last year when we went down to Arkansas there, it was very hot also. So, be safe, though. You said. And let me go out check the rain gauges. I don't know if we're supposed to get any rain tonight. I don't think, but I'll just go out check it tonight just to see what I do have. I won't empty it. I'll just wait till tomorrow morning when I do my daily check with the National Weather Service. I'll log the data in then. But other than that, I got the computer turned on. I may do a little POTA tonight, a little POTA hunting. 40 meters looks like it's kind of open. Sounds like it's kind of open. 20 meters, not so much, but they kind of flip-flop on you. You know, in early in the evening, 40 is up, and then probably after 8:30, 40 meters comes back up. I mean, 20 meters comes back up, then 40 meters comes back up, and 20 goes down. So, little game, something to do. I don't think I got anything else important to do right now, so been gone all weekend. But with that said, thanks, Dave, for doing the nut. Everybody have a good evening, and I'll talk to some of you tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
73, and hear from you tomorrow night. N8NTN. Doug, 73 round.
Hey, hearing all this, listening to all this about the different lights, I think I'm going to wind up doing is making me some flashcards with some letters and stuff on it and just start writing down each one of them and how they're different from each other one. That may help. I don't know. It's alphabet soup. That's the only way I can really call it anything. We'll find out. That's part of the fun. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm just got to get things going enough so I can keep things working normal. In the normal mode. Alright, good evening to all. Careful trip, Ron. There's not a whole lot to protect you on that site. And it ain't end in.
73, Doug, and have a great week. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday night at Michigan Net? Please come now with your call sign and your name.
KDA88, Aaron.
Come back, please.
Kilo Delta 8, Alpha Victor Alpha. Name is Aaron.
Welcome aboard, Aaron. We just finished the 73 round. It's your turn.
Thank you. I just wanted to say hi. I got on a little bit late because I was working on a project trying to decode the P-25 signals. And you got basically two options if you want to listen to P-25, like the county safety stuff. You can buy a $600 radio scanner, or $700 now, the STS-100, or you can buy a $40 RTL dongle and get some finicky Linux software to work. And finally got it working, and I'm decoding all the talk groups, and nice to be able to listen to it without having to spend that kind of money. So, anyways, that's what I was doing. That's why I was late, but it was good hearing from you guys anyways, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. KD8AVA, back to net control.
73, my friend. Have a great week. Any further check-ins for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net, please come now with your call sign and your name. Nothing heard. Any comments or rechecks?
The last gentleman that was on talking about the P-25 and whatnot. If you make a few little notes of that, bring it along sometimes. I think I'll start compiling enough stuff. Maybe that'll help get my mind straightened on it. I appreciate it. And it ends here.
Thanks, Doug. With that said, I am now going to close the Sunday Night Net and return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everybody.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.